Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Reverse Cowboy.
Well, we're on. I can't tell you what it is, but he's just told me something really, really cool.
It's illegal, though. Yeah.
It's fucking illegal, but it's so cool.
It's pretty cool, yeah. But anyway, you know, moving on. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good. Even better now. I know how fucking cool you are.
I mean, I'm not cool, really. I'm just, you know. I'll tell you what, how uncool I am. I've reached the buying a sports car stage of my midlife crisis. But I've not bought one. But
Cuboid.
I've already got
you've
two.
The cuboid lowered.
I've already got two cars, two shit cars. But I'm like, which is touring.
Join them together.
But no, I'm like, this morning I was like, I had like an hour and I was like, bloody hell, look at. You know, you're not.
Oh, you're copying Gavin here. You're copying Kevin Bishop.
I'm subconsciously, aren't I? Getting an MX5.
No. What are you getting?
No, I'm not getting any really. I was just. This is how low I've sunk, right? I went on Gumtree and I typed in like convertible car because it's hot, innit? I want a convertible. Anyway, and then I put from low to high.
What's that?
You know, like when you do
search. Yeah. Oh, you went low?
Yeah, because
you pick up like one of those, you know, those little orange ones that kind of look like pedalos. Remember some people used to like.
Sort of, yeah. But they're probably worth loads of money now.
Fiberglass little floating cars.
Oh, they'd be worth loads now. I was looking at, you could get a Nissan Micra convertible.
Oh, mate, get a funny convertible.
No, you can get a pink Nissan Micra convertible, like a proper weird one, like for about.
Can you not get the cube? How much, surely you're a DIY kind of guy. Yeah. Why don't you just take the roof off the cuboid?
Because I won't be able to do that successfully. No. And I love the cuboid as it is. Yeah. So yeah, I'm just gonna
smart whip.
Yeah, it looks like a fat lady's roller boot.
It's remember that woman I saw who looked like you.
Yeah,
seen her again? No, I haven't seen her again. But that was kind of mad.
It was, yeah. But she didn't. She did a bit.
She didn't look like, you know. But the whole outfit looked like she was in disguise as you.
Yeah, it was like when I saw your mum and she was in disguise as you.
Yeah, well, she does look like me.
Yeah,
the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, as they say. Sounds a lot better.
And you
in
wear
Italian.
The same clothes.
Sounds a lot better in Italian. True. Yeah.
How did you say in Italian?
What, the apple? Oh, don't make me do that. It's embarrassing.
Oh yeah, yeah. Come on, move on. What else have you been up to?
I've just been creating magic, man. I'm the master of what I do. I'm a fucking genius and an artist.
I mean, this.
How much
coke have you done? It's only lunchtime.
I'm just saying, like, you're not supposed to blow your own trumpet, but you know, like,
well, I'm gonna.
I'm fucking funny. I'm a funny guy.
You are a funny guy. Yeah.
But no, yeah, I've just been slowly descending into madness indoors. in this digital world that I live in, and I know I'm force-fed a load of shit, and I know I just see the world, a fake version of the world, not what it is.
No.
So my life changed, man, when, like, lockdown. Since then, I've had two kids, and now I work from home, stuck to this fucking phone.
No, I mean, and you do
it's
well
messing
with, it.
With my head, to be honest. It's, you know, like you've detoxed. Oh, I'm not going to detox.
But you can't.
I need it because the hustle and the grind.
It's hard, though, mate.
But, yeah, I'm aware there's probably not as many this and that out there as I think there is, and there's this, you know, it's not. I'm a victim of the real pandemic, which are these fucking phones, man. So that's me. I live with that weight on my shoulders.
Well, at least you know it. I mean,
there you go. So hands up, yeah, I'm a bad guy.
No, you're not a bad guy. You're a victim. Yeah, since I've deleted Instagram, and you know, I was already ready to do that. I was getting bored of it, but since I've done that, I have felt quite a bit better about things. I've had more mental space.
You've had more libido.
No. No,
but you feel that's re-energized, gone. Like Andrew.
A little bit, like Prince Andrew.
No, Andy Tate.
That's the thing I miss the most. You know, true, yeah. Tate's lessons.
Yeah,
really.
That's why I wouldn't. That's why I can't leave social now because of Tatey.
Well, that's why I pay him $1,000 a week for a 15-minute Zoom.
I remember seeing years ago there was a you know, David James. He's like the he's always kind of styled himself as like the articulate.
I scored a penalty against him.
Intelligent. Did you?
Mm-hmm.
He did the football penalty gamble, I believe.
He did, yeah, but I did it at Isle of Wight Festival. He was just hanging around backstage next to the golf.
Yeah. But he styles himself as like the Guardian read, like the intelligent man,
yeah.
The kind of art thinker. I saw an interview with him once, and he's a big fan of the readings of Dan Brown. He's a big fan of the Da Vinci Code.
I mean,
but he specifically said the writings of Dan Brown.
The scholar is an intellectual.
Yeah, but they do say you have to be crazy to be a goalkeeper. I'd love to be a goalkeeper.
I reckon it's the easiest job. You know, but well, you know, when I have to play five-a-side when I get bullied into it occasionally, because I'm so shit outfield and embarrassed. Yeah. I'll go, guys.
Have I ever told you about my theories, my ideas, like my kind of like Mourinho style football cheats, football hacks?
Nope.
Right, so I've got a few managerial football hacks.
Right.
What you got to do is you got to look at the game. You got to forget the way you've looked at the game and just look at the rules. Look at what you can get away with and what you can't get away with. Yeah.
Nipping, biting, scratching.
No, in terms of basically player size. Yeah. So build, like, get an 80-stone goalkeeper, yeah, to cover most of the goal.
Why not?
To cover most of the goal, yeah. You could probably, if there's a couple of little gaps, you could wedge a couple of 40-stone fullbacks on his shoulders to completely cover the goal.
Yeah, then there's
therefore,
no goals going in.
You cannot lose, right? Yeah. You cannot lose this game of football. You can go to penalties. You could draw every game in the season. This is if you don't score yourself. You've still got 10 players or 8 players left on the pitch, 9 players. So you're going to have at least a few chances to score.
There's 11 players on a team. If those 11, just they could fill the goal themselves if they practiced it.
No, so, maybe not. You'd have to be big guys.
Really?
A bit of football goes big. It's not 11. You can't fill it up just
straight. Yeah, maybe get like 11, 15 stone blokes.
No, bigger. 30 stone blokes.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, probably, yeah. But you'd have to, like, kind of kneel in a certain... I don't know, you could jam up a goal with 11 fat guys. What about ice hockey goalkeepers then? Just get a fucking massive one.
Yeah, because it's tiny.
Yeah, there can't be a rule in ice hockey. So this is what I'm on about. All about looking at different sports, looking at the rules and thinking, right, okay, you want to play hardball, huh? Yeah. And taking it to the league.
Could you just lie on the floor sideways if you're an ice hockey guy? Because they go for your legs.
Ice hockey goals are tiny. They're like... fag box.
The body's the wide bit, the feet are narrow. You know, and
stilts. When I used to meet people and they'd be coming back to mine, just right at the last minute, I used to tell them, just as we're going through the door, I'd make out like I'd left it until, and I'd say, listen, like, my mum's 60 stone.
Really?
Yeah. Reverse cowboy. Listen, I've had food poisoning, did I tell you?
Nah, go on.
Oh my God.
Out your arse, or out your mouth.
Mate, listen to this. So I went, my mate lives two doors down. I saw him on his balcony last Thursday. And I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm going to Carly's. And I said, cool, I'll drive you. I'll give you a lift.
Who's Carly?
My other mate, yeah?
So you live like Ramsey Street. Everyone knows each other.
No, so he got in the car. We drove to Beckenham, where Carly lived. Went to Beckenham. Had a drink there.
Brooklyn Beckenham.
They were going for lunch, and I thought to myself, responsible adult, don't go for lunch. You won't end up being able to get back.
You have to leave the car.
Go home, do the responsible dad stuff. So that's what I did. I came home.
Good man.
Because I missed lunch, on my way back, I was hungry. Drive through McDonald's. Listen to this. Went in there, pulled up, thought I can't deal with the queue driving. I'll go in. Yeah. Went in, ordered on the screens, triple Big Mac and a double cheeseburger. I was hungry, yeah?
Yeah.
And the meal, so triple Big Mac meal.
You know, how do you put that away?
Yeah, listen. And the double Big Mac, ordered it. Messed about on my phone for 15 minutes, standing there. Didn't really realise it had been 15 minutes. After a bit, I thought, where the fuck is that food? Mm. Numbers, order number 068. So I was like, that's 15 minutes. I checked my receipt, 15 minutes. So I went up to the counter.
Oh, I'm a cunt. Where's
my
phone? I said,
where the fucking hell is order number 68? I said, that's 15 minutes to make a burger. Like, and then the woman came with some food and I backed down because I thought it was mine. I felt a bit, I went, oh, is that mine? Sorry. Like, huh? And it wasn't mine. And I went, what the fuck is going on? I leant over into the kitchen and I said, what the fucking hell are you lot doing in there? Honestly, like, you're taking the piss. 15 minutes.
It is a bit.
Yeah. And I'm within my rights. Anyway, stood there. 2 minutes later, it's still not there.
What was their excuse?
Well, different guy at the checkout. Listen to this. This is now the manager. I've said to him, mate, are you the manager? He said, yep. And I said, what the fucking hell are your little team of boneheads doing in there, for fuck's sake?
Mm. Like, that is aggressive.
Very aggressive, but I was hungry and angry.
Yeah.
But I had a point. And I said, you want to fucking get in there now? And get anyway, wait. Mm. 2 minutes later, my food comes.
Yeah.
Now, the mistake I made was then
with
walking off.
On it.
Yeah. The mistake I made was walking off, eating it and going home, because that was the last thing I ate. From like Thursday till Monday night,
you're looking slim,
mate. I am. I honestly, it was. Mm. Yeah, I am. I am. I'm literally.
But you're always slim, but yeah.
Yeah, but I'm skinny, mate, because I've had proper food poisoning. Now,
oh, mate,
honestly, the shits, hallucinating, fucking headaches, all woozy, hot and cold, and everything. It was awful, and I had the kids all weekend. It was just fucking hell.
You're loving it.
Yeah, I was loving it, and I finally felt better. I went and had my chiropractor Tuesday, so I go and get cupped by this old dude called John.
It touches your knob?
It touches my knob, yep. No, he puts cups on my back,
right.
And it helps with my neck. And on the way back, I felt so good, I thought, right, I'm going to go to that Yorkshire Grey. Yeah. And I went there, and I said, listen, where's the manager? And
he's like, I'm not him again.
No, and then a different one turned up and went, yeah, I'm the manager. And I took one look at it, and I thought, oh, fuck me, you probably are as well.
Yeah.
And I said, listen, this is what happened. I said, has anyone been in since Thursday with food poisoning? And they went, no. And I said, well, exactly. So it's not a restaurant-wide problem. It was my fucking food. And because I went mad, someone's done whatever they've done. So I want to check these cameras. I want to know that was, oh, we can't do that. We can't do that. I said, you will fucking do it. And then they didn't.
You know what it might have been, though? Yeah. It might not have been
It was a foreskin wipe or a toilet.
Well, I if you lick. Get, yeah, maybe. But those machines that you use to thing are covered in shit. You know, they test them and they said, like, covered in 18 feces. Different types of feces.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people are dirty and don't wash their hands. Mm. So you might have just had a bit of shit off that and that's poisoning you. But
well, yeah, but then it would have poisoned everyone else.
Yeah, I don't know. I know, unless you just got the scoop.
Look, I know, like, I can't prove it.
Mm.
And I'm going to get nowhere in a legal lawsuit against the fucking McDonald's company. But fact of the matter is, common sense will tell you, if I've gone mad and told them what's what, and then that cunt's disappeared around the corner and come back with my food, although it wasn't him, it was someone else. And I remember when the woman gave me the McDonald's, she went to me,
enjoy your shit burger.
No, she went to me, I'm sorry, like that. And I thought to myself, well, it's not your fault. And I went to her, don't worry, you don't have to apologise.
Mm.
It's not your fault. But she had like the look of terror in her eyes, as if to say, she's trying to tell me not to eat it. I'm sure of it.
She's like, Dino in the back just wiped his dick on it.
Or I'm going mad. But it
think
was,
you might be, but yeah.
No, listen, they fucking nearly killed me. Reverse
cowboy. Do you remember when you were at school, there was like schoolyard rhymes that like were a bit naughty and you sing them to each other? And
yeah.
Like a guy come over and go, have you heard this one?
Yeah.
Did you have any?
A lot of, yeah, there was kind of like Ching Chong Chinaman shit.
Racist ones at your school?
Well, no.
Probably
but,
wasn't mine.
But. Yeah, of course they were. They were all a bit like, you wouldn't get away with them now, would you?
Mine
like,
was. I remembered one before. My name is Coco and I live up a tree. I sell condoms for 35p.
Yeah.
Big ones, small ones, little ones, tall ones. It all depends on the size of your knob. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, great. I think Jonathan Booth.
Remember,
did that.
Any fishy fanny condoms, only 54p.
What's that?
Nanny Fishy Fanny condoms only 54p. Oh, that's good. Yeah, NAFCO 54.
Great brand.
Great brand. I'll tell you what, a NAFCO jacket be worth, a pristine NAFCO jacket be worth a fortune.
I had a look a bit ago, like, you know, like a 2 a.m. like battered like eBay search.
I've never been one for that. You know, like in all these years of online, I just, you know, I'm not an online guy.
I don't like going physical shopping. It gives me the fear because I've got mental health problems, so I'd have to do it online, but I'd send it all back because I don't like it.
No, you're a backsender.
Yeah, it's bad for the environment, but I just can't, I don't like clothes.
You should make your own.
I should do, yes. Can't be bothered, I don't
natural
know.
Natural stuff like hemp.
Last time I made my own clothes, I was, you know, involved in a racist incident when I made my gorilla suit and dressed up as a pimping gorilla and blacked up. Reverse cowboy. I made friends with this like, older kid who was a bit naughty, and he goes to me, check this one out, mate. And he goes, I was walking down the street, swinging my chains. All of a sudden, a copper came out with my flick knife.
This is amazing. I'm picturing him like young black guy from New York.
No, he wasn't, though. No, he was a little white guy from Manchester, but he did it in that voice.
Yeah, yeah.
I was walking down the street, Chris Rock, swinging my chains. Yeah. All of a sudden, a copper came out with my pen knife, flickety flick, down with his pants and off with his dick. And then he went, 6 hours later in a downtown jail, I cut my balls on a rusty nail. And I was like, that is sick, mate. Tell me that. Again.
That is.
Yeah, and he grew up and he became Eminem.
Reverse cowboy. I've helped the gambling fraternity this week.
Have you?
Well, I always do anyway. I help a lot of gamblers if anyone needs help, because it's the only real problem I've ever had. I have a great big WhatsApp group, but I came out of that because it just degenerated into a group of, you know,
you're really sweet to offer yourself, but you can't spread yourself too thin. That's what I've learned.
Spread yourself thinly enough, and that's exactly the point. So what I did is, I was chatting to someone, sent him a 10-minute WhatsApp voice note, and I've sent variations on that voice note 1,000 times, yeah?
So hi, thought, John.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't gamble.
So I screen recorded it and put it on Twitter. If anyone wants to listen to it, it's just so you know, I kind of know where you are.
You know what you should do? Well, write a book about your experience.
That way
you're going to help more people pass it on to other people who are struggling, and you don't have to keep going on about it.
I should write a book. You know those books where it gets to page 6, do you want to go down the well, page 8,
choose your own adventure.
Yeah, I should write one of them books.
You should.
Nev, choose your own Nev drop,
and then you can end up like a desolate homeless gambling addict, or you can end up hosting a shit podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Big in Bulgaria. How's the numbers doing on the pod?
I don't dare look. We're doing well on the old Patreon, and if you're not on Patreon, then it should be, because we are building a community of like-minded, mentally ill people who we communicate,
chat. Handicapped as well.
We've got lots of stuff to talk about from our patrons, our lovely patrons. It's £1 a month, so, and you get double the episode. So what are you waiting for? What do you get for £1 these days?
Well, what do we get of the pound? About 60p, which we have to split. So don't think we're getting rich, and look, bitch.
End of the day, if you like this podcast, we can't keep doing it unless you give us a bit of money.
And by the way, if you're one of these new fucking casuals, glory hunters, waking up on Monday morning, I love Elton John, you're not welcome. You are not fucking welcome. You weren't there when he was small.
Your boy smashed it out of the park, didn't he?
I told you. What did I tell you?
You did.
No. I've been saying it for years.
You're the only Elton John fan.
He's the greatest showman, and no one listened to me. And
did you fucking listen?
Shut your fucking mouth. I've never seen you anywhere near the front row.
Did you feel vindicated watching at home?
I did.
You know what? To be fair, I only watched about half an hour of it because I've been busy, but it was fantastic. And how many songs has he got?
I think that was it. That was
how many bangers?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's
so many, though.
Yeah.
I know he's got loads. He's Elton John. But I didn't know he had that many.
When the Rocket Man reminds you.
The Rocket Man. Well, he's not going to remind us anymore, is he? He's retired.
No, only retired in England. He's still going to perform in the world. If true, this is what I'm talking about.
He'll be back.
He's retired. I'm like, no, he's not retired. I want to see you there in Calgary.
I'll be there. You know what I did the other day? I helped stage a protest, a really important protest. Can you, Mike?
What about?
So Paul McCartney has announced that he's releasing the last ever Beatles song in cahoots with AI, right?
Yeah, so it's a protest about that.
Beatles, one of the most important things in my life, always have been. Another podcast my friend James runs called An Impossible Way of Life, which is based in Canada, a very, very funny sort of rock and roll podcast. Anyway, listen to that. He was over and he's like, mate, we need to do something about this. Like, because you know, we can't let AI take over the Beatles and destroy the legacy, because it will. So we walked up to Abbey Road.
What was it? Two-man protest?
Two men.
Good.
You know, the crosswalk yeah, thing, whatever, yeah. It's called. He called it that because he was over there. Zebras. What's it called? Yeah. Zebra crossing. Yeah. We went over there. We made cardboard signs on the way. And we stood there in the road and blocked the road.
Good that you did that, because I believe in that. But then again, you're using AI to edit this fucking podcast on the sly.
No, but I've stopped it now because we had complaints.
Well, it's too late. You can't
stop it. I stopped using the...
It knows us now.
I know it does. It's got our voices.
It's going to fucking create the...
Do you know that AI thing I was using, right? This is actually fucked. You can allow it, because it was like obviously listening to our voices.
Don't tell me this now. Go on.
No, I've not allowed it, so it's fine.
You've made my AI have a vaccine.
Yeah. No, what it could do, because it was analysing our voices, it could create like an AI version of each of us, and then I could type anything in and get it to say it. But you have to allow it, and I haven't allowed it to do it, so I won't do that.
You should have allowed it.
Well, we can do later if you want.
No, don't.
No, but
no,
I don't.
That's what I'm like with it.
We'll do it together, though.
I'm like floating with AI.
Well, that's what everyone's doing. That's what Larry Page, whatever he's called, is doing at Google, so we're all fucked. Anyway, so we went to Abbey Road. We stood there. We had a big sign saying... They're called the Beatles, not the B-A-I-tles.
Yeah, that's good.
Good. On the zebra crossing, stood there, cars beeping, like, fuck off, this is important.
And no, you know what you should have protested about? You should have gone up there and said, they're called the Beatles, not the Beatles. I've worked in Abbey Road loads of times.
Have you, in the studios?
Yeah, well, loads of times. Right. Moved all them studios around them, big way.
Mate, I'd love to go in the...
I've been in all of them.
Well, yeah, I'm jealous as a Beatles fan, you know. But anyway, we're outside it, and... You know, there's all these like dickhead tourists who just, they're there every day, all day.
Yeah.
You know, annoying people just trying to get to work.
Annoying, yeah.
So annoying. But there was a guy, this is the audacity of people there. There's this bloke and he was like, he'd obviously come over there on holiday with his whole family. And then he set up a tripod in the middle of the road with a camera on, like cars trying to fucking get around it. And then he made all his kids and his wife walk out into the road like they were walking, like they were the Beatles on the thing. And they just stood there like doing like some sort of...
I know, and everyone has to stop.
Yeah, and the car, this guy's going like, come on, mate, I need to go get a work. You know, my mum's dying in hospital. Mm. And there's this guy stood there. And it's not even the original Zebra Crossing. Like the original one where the Beatles took the photo is like further down the road. It's not there. Well, they moved it. It's not there anymore, the original. So it doesn't even look like the album cover. So you're like... Come on, mate. But we stood, to be fair, I stood there protesting against AI. Another one we had, we said, Paul, please just let it be. No AI.
That's really good, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it on the news?
No, it wasn't on the news.
I missed it.
However, what happened was, instantly, they know, because AI has taken over Paul McCartney, I'm sure of it. So instantly, Paul posted something on Twitter going, listen, people got misconceptions about this AI thing. Like, it's just a technology to remove John's voice from the track. And it's like, no, like instantly he saw us as a threat, I think, or AI did.
Yeah.
And yeah, and like started going, Paul, now you must tweet saying this. Did the Australian podcast, just a bit of news.
Oh, yeah.
So Tom has messaged us saying when he lived in Melbourne, he went to a few neighbours' nights at this boozer where the various actors had hosted it, get battered with you, which sounds fucking great.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and he says, let me tell you this, Toadfish Rebecca is a top shagger.
Is he?
He would cruise around afterwards accumulating drunk English girls on gap years and disappear with them all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What a legend.
Yeah.
And he said, P.S., I love this podcast.
Funny name, isn't it? Toadfish.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it suited him, didn't it?
Mm.
P.S., I love this podcast because when you have your serious debates, I somehow vehemently agree with you both, which is obviously impossible, but also somehow isn't. And that's really nice, actually, Tom. Because, none of us know what we're on about.
We're both right in our own ways.
Yeah, but we've been told off for doing too much political shit.
No, I've been told off for doing too much training shit.
Well, people said... I don't want to hear that shit anymore. It's boring. I've had the same conversation. So, yeah, no more. End of. Bye-bye. Right,
swear boxing. Right. You've got to stop saying Tory, although you've stopped.
I haven't said it for ages.
No, you don't call me a Tory anymore.
Because I am a Tory. Reverse cowboy. So, John Donne, the guy who keeps trying to steal money off you.
No, it's different guy. How was it, John Donne?
You told me it was him last week.
It was him then.
Yeah, John Donne, which I agree with, to be fair, John Donne. He's constantly looking for our attention, right? Anyway, and he was like, can you set up an email so that we can send you our voice notes? And he's like, I said, well, we already did that ages ago. No one sent them us.
Send them on Instagram, John.
So he says that. And then I announced we were going to do it. And he's like, used my idea. Thank you. And then, so I did set it up and he didn't even send us one.
So have we got any?
We got one.
Oh, what?
Yeah, but people have asked questions, but we got one. And let's have a listen to this.
What a have you done? You set up a what box?
I mean, it's called an email address. I don't know if you've got one. Probably not. But yeah, we set up an email address. And we've got an address. I live here. No, we've got an email address, which is electronic mail.
That, really?
Your wife does it for
what,
you.
People send?
Yeah, they send.
What is it? Like a text message?
It's like a letter, but instant. Instant letter.
Into a box?
Into a box, yeah.
Fuck that.
And anyway, we got one in, and it's from Mark Ross. And he's said, in his text, he said, "Hello, Vomit and All Right fans. I hope this message finds you well." It does, thank you.
That's a very formal approach, like it.
"I believe I may be your most northerly listener, so to mark this achievement, I've taken it on myself to sing you a wee Scottish song." That's very lovely, okay. Mark. "I live near Loch Ness." I've been there. I've got some stories from up there. "So if either of you would like me to show you the monster, I'd be happy to accommodate." That sounds a bit dubious. Is that your penis, Mark?
Imagine if he could, though. Imagine if we went there and he was like, "Look, this is the monster.
It's in my house." Well, it's not real, is it?
Well, you don't know what's
hey
under the sea.
"Hey ho, the Highland granny, two big tits and a hairy fanny, do do broody doody do do do. Hey!"
That's fucking great.
It's good,
thanks,
but
mate.
You could have come up with a second verse.
Yeah, and an original melody, because we know that melody's not yours,
but
Mark.
I appreciate it, John.
Mark Ross it is.
Mark Ross.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
Kilgarry Glen Ross.
I went up there once, right, if you want a quick Inverness story. Went there to do a gig in like
dying
two...
Dying for one.
Absolutely.
Gigging for it.
It's beautiful up there for a start. Good choice of living location, even though you've got midges and it's cold.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, and then the rest of the year it's raining.
Yeah.
Now, well, I went up there to do a gig.
Once you realise the monster's not there and you've pretended you're in Game of Thrones for a few weeks, what are you doing? You need serious inner peace to live somewhere like that.
I want to go and run around Burleskin House, that Aleister Crowley house, right, which... So there's an old like manor house that's burnt down. It's right on the edge of Loch Ness, and it was Aleister Crowley owned it like in the early 1900s or something, and he did loads of mad like satanic rituals there, and you know, so the story says, yeah, Aleister Crowley,
like a cricket player.
Oh, he's far from that. Do you know it? You know who he is?
No.
He's like. He was a Satanist, and he was doing loads of dark shit at the time. And yeah. And he was doing
like
supposedly trying to...
grave digger kind of guy.
And this building that he lived in, Jimmy Page bought it in the 60s and lived in it for a bit. But it's meant to be really, really fucked up and like haunted and got all these like demons in it and stuff because he... I don't know, you know. But anyway, it keeps burning down. Every time someone tries to rebuild it, it burns down. But good. You can go in there. And I know a guy who lives right near it. I'm not going to say his name actually because he
gets haunted.
Well, he's gone in there and he's nicked loads of the artifacts, like carved stones and stuff.
No.
He's got them in his garage next door.
No, you don't do that.
No, but like, Aleister Crowley was a servant of Satan.
Yeah, exactly.
But I know, he's like, why has he got him in his garage? Why? He's a mad cunt.
Don't poke
he's like,
bear,
come
man.
Up and stay at me. Who's sitting with eight? I don't want to,
I'm
mate.
I'm good. You stay there, man. Yeah. Bram Stoker. No, yeah. you don't. Tickle the devil's bollocks.
Mm.
Reverse cowboy.
You know, we're like a good liar.
Mm.
Once.
I love a liar.
So just before smartphones had like the Google capability on them. Like when was that? Like 2005 maybe. They were a bit shit still.
Probably, yeah.
Right. So I went on, I was in this shitty band and we were doing tours anywhere where someone would come and let us play. And we had a gig in Inverness. Drove all the way there, which was mental. We were already up in Glasgow, I think. Drove there, and because we had no money, we used to use this thing called couchsurfing.com, and it was like, you go in there and say, we're a band, it was like five of us on some crew, we got nowhere to stay, and people were like kind enough to say, you can stay in our living room, we'll have a party
what,
with you.
Fans?
Not fans, they didn't know who we were, they were just like,
do you know what,
sound people.
Like, we should ask, does anyone want to let us have a sleepover at yours?
Yeah, please write to us.
So it's got to be at yours, and it's a sleepover.
Yeah.
That's it. It's the only rules.
Who's got the biggest house of our patrons and can host a reverse cowboy sleepover for all of us?
Yeah, more like a mansion party, to be honest.
Yeah.
This shape shifting a bit, but yeah. If you've got a shitty little place, we're not interested.
No, you got to have some, some cash and provide refreshments.
No. Listen, yeah. I'll go to a
we'll go anywhere. Home. Anyway, and we went to this woman's house, it was like, yeah, of course I'll have you all to stay, you know, come to my house, I've got a big house. And she was dead nice, and she let us invite like loads of randoms back from the gig.
Is it a grandfather flat?
It was like a big sort of, you know, like a new build on an estate.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of them just outside of Inverness. And we all went there. She made soup for us all. It was lovely, right? And then we're all getting hammered. We had no money, so she provided loads of beers. And we had a really good party at her house.
Great.
She was great. And then there was this lad who had been at the gig, a Swedish lad, and he was like, you know, can I come back? She's like, yeah. So he come back and we're hanging around with him all night. Seemed all right, but a bit quiet, very, very drunk. And then he got to meet her one side and he was like, what's a Swedish accent like? And I was like,
hello. There's something really boring.
He was like, I need to tell, admit something to you.
Yeah, that's it.
And
yeah.
he was like, it's not
I
like that.
I need to admit something.
Admit something to you. And he went, he went to me. Yeah. He went, I'm actually the Prince of Sweden. Yeah. And I was like, what? And he's like,
really?
Yeah. And I'm really gullible, as you know. But
oh,
I was like,
lying.
Yeah. And he went, I am the Prince of Sweden. He said, you know, like you're Prince William. I am him, but I'm here studying in Inverness secretly. And, you know, I'm embarrassed about it, but I am the Prince of Sweden.
He was lying.
Yeah, and well, I was like, no fucking way. And I believed him. And he was so adamant and so serious about it because he was dead upset that he was
I'm getting drawn in.
He was like, please don't take photos and stuff like that because he was like, I'm the Prince of Sweden. And I was like, wow, all right, mate. And I was hanging around with him. I was like, fucking hell, I know the Prince of Sweden. All night hanging around with him. And then we're all getting smashed and high, whatever. And it got to like 4 or 5 in the morning. He was like, he's like, goodbye, I'm going to go. And he went. And then the woman, who's lovely woman whose house we were staying at, all of a sudden just like turned around. She went, you know, I hate fucking black people. I'm like, what? And she, all of a sudden, she was like a racist.
Okay.
And we were like, oh, God. You know, and so we all just went to bed, like, subdued.
Yeah.
And then the next day, finally got to an internet cafe or something.
Googled like,
did.
And
I Googled.
Not him.
He just made it up. And he kept it up for like 5 hours.
Oh, that's
a legend.
That is superb, mate. Hats off to the fake Prince of Sweden.
Probably wasn't even Swedish. And, you know, but what
a
legend.
That's a crack, I know, but the fact that he stayed quiet all night and kind of prepped.
And he's going to tell me how difficult it is because he's like, people think that I've got, you know, all this privilege and I came here because nobody knows who I am, you know. And I was like, what a legend. But, yeah, and he's made the whole thing up.
Oh, wow.
I know, what a king.
What a desperate cunt.
I know, weird that. Anyway, so that's my Inverness stories.
Well, mine is, did you ever go to Inverleva? It was like that.
No.
Every year we used to go on a school trip to Inverleva.
That's far from South London.
Yeah.
How do you get there?
On a coach.
It's about 40 hours.
Yeah, coach.
I bet that
to Scotland. And we went on a coach to Spain.
Why wouldn't you go to like France when you live here?
The southern coast of Spain. We went on a coach.
School coach. Mad teacher just going like, let's take them as far as possible.
No, I'm telling you, Inverleva was shit because we were about 12 and it was just like the...
Raining.
The kind of place you go in Scotland for school journeys when you're 12. Mm. You might see a kayak or whatever.
Yeah.
Go to a museum. But it was good though because we went to a Rangers game.
Right.
It was the game where Duncan Ferguson headbutted that dude and ended up going to prison.
That's what, I mean, your school trips are so good.
But Inverleva was shit. But at the age of 12, obviously, there was like this band of kids all of a sudden in Scotland.
Mm.
And one girl went crazy. I think there was a bit of self-harming going on. There was a bit of drama. Mm. And that's all I can really remember. But the Spain ones, a few years later, they were wild. They were letting the kids drink. Honestly, they were letting you go out and get pissed.
You went to the best school ever. Was that Grange Hill?
It was wicked. It was Grange Hill, yeah. I went on it twice. I went one year and then I went the next year again. And it was fucking brilliant because I swear the teachers were just on the best jolly.
Yeah.
So it was a coach to Spain.
They were just getting pissed up.
Getting pissed up. And then they were going
smoking
out and
fags with the kids.
Yeah, they were letting you kind of smoke. They were knowing you were getting pissed, leaving you to
it. We were like fingering each other as well. Like all the, great time.
Yeah.
We went on a school trip to Liverpool Cathedral to watch some fucking science talks, like TED Talks. And went there and I got kicked out of it because me and my mate were doing poppers in there. And that was it. So we had to go and sit on the bus, got our poppers taken off us.
Oh, that's not even far from you, either.
No, it was like half an hour away. Like, fucking so
it's
shit.
It's a cool journey,
it's
ever.
So shit.
Half hour.
It's so boring. We were like, let's just do poppers.
Did they not bring northern kids to London on school journeys?
Didn't bring me because we've got no money up north, have we? You lot keep it all. Reverse
cowboy. Where else have you been in Scotland?
Glasgow.
Eh?
I went there a couple of times to play it on Sucky Hall Street.
Much fit of Glasgow.
Really good, but they don't like me, but I like it.
Yeah, there's a lot of places like that, especially if you're from London.
Probably told this story again. We've got dementia. One day I drove Glasgow to do a gig and it was boiling hot, crammed in a van. And I was like, at the time, I was a young flamboyant man and had long hair. I had tight, flowery pants on that my mum had made me, right? And anyway, and I was boiling hot, got out of the van, like we got there, and I was like, finally we're here. And just to open the door, there was this like... meanest looking man I've ever seen with his shirt off with a pint in his hand, and he just went, you wee fucking poof, you're Begbie. And I just like got back in the van saying, sorry sir.
What I like about Glasgow, that kind of edge.
They don't mind the northerners as much as the southerners. They hate you lot. Like they'll go, you're all right, you know, if you're from like Manchester, but you're still not all right. Like they might glass you at any minute.
That's what it's like if you're mouthy and you're from London.
Like you get your head kicked in.
I've had my head kicked in
Glasgow.
Nah, up near Manchester once.
Really?
A few places, really.
Hello, it's Wayne and the crew. You're listening to Reverse Cowboy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Right, Lizzie, friend of the podcast. She's always on our
Hi,
thing.
Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie. One of our only female listeners.
Yeah.
She has said...
They'll hate me, mate. That's why. Don't worry. It's not your fault.
No, they don't.
They fucking do.
No, they don't. They think you're very interesting. Lizzie has asked, who would you put on the Titan submarine to the Titanic?
Well, if I know it's doomed?
Yeah.
Who would I kill? Basically, which four people do I want to kill?
Or just one? Yeah, four or one, yeah.
I don't want to kill. You know, like, I wouldn't. I'd put, like, a load of poisonous snakes on it.
I mean, what have the snakes done to you?
Nothing but just get them out of harm's way, you know?
You know who I'd put on there? On his own.
What?
Ollie Murs.
Just in the sub.
And he's not even done anything wrong, really.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's all right, yeah.
Probably
but
a nice
just,
fella. Take
probably,
it back.
Yeah.
Take it back immediately.
No.
Just retract.
No, honestly, I just, you know, he's always there. He's a bit annoying, a bit cheeky. And I just think, Murs, get on a sub.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But no, yeah.
No, he's not done anything wrong.
No. Do you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to put Ollie Murs on it, but only if I know he's coming back. I'd just like to know his opinion on...
I want to watch it implode on his head.
Reverse Cowboy.
You want some Christy Seaweed news?
Oh, yes, please.
Christy Seaweed has dislocated her knee at an Incubus gig this weekend.
What's Incubus?
Incubus
is a rock and roll band.
Yeah, the band with that.
Heavy metal, that is.
They've got like a poser singer. He's like a handsome lad and he's like, oh my, I'm good looking, look at my six pack. But yeah, they're a band, rock band.
What about the...
Please can she get a shout out and well wishes from you both. Christy, fucking shove your knee up Liam's ass. And...
Just stop, yeah.
You know, and
well, soon, Christy Seaweed.
Yeah,
but I couldn't stop calling her she because it's not. It's an old man. It's a 50-year-old farmer,
and he's got a big red nose.
Red
he drinks
face.
Too much whiskey.
Yeah, white hair, tweed jacket.
Reverse Cowboy.
Yeah, John Don, he's here again, fucking popping his head up. Question for all right fans: you go on a 2-day bender. At the end of it, a cab picks you up and brings you to WSL game. Is that Women's League?
Yeah.
You play up front in the game for 90 minutes.
Great question.
How many goals do you think you'd score?
He's redeemed himself.
John Don's you, isn't he? He's just you.
Redeemed himself.
It's you and alter ego. Ask me about my football skills.
It's my kind of question. So, 2-day bender, still up, 90 minutes up front in the Women's Soccer League, yeah?
How many would you score?
I'll probably get 5.
Camilla with a K said, can you continue the list of Tory things? To be honest, Camilla, that's what I used to do on my Instagram, and my Instagram's dead now. So, no, and I'm now a Tory, so I don't really want to. Glastonbury looked pretty Tory, to be honest, this time.
Well Tory.
Online, it looked well Tory.
Glastonbury's well Tory.
Yeah.
You've got to be a Tory to afford to go.
It's cheap for what it is.
No, but, like, I agree. I was looking into that audience. It was super Tory-fied.
Yeah, I mean, it is a bit now, isn't it?
But I don't know. I want to go. I'm going to go next year.
Well, we're Tories, so let's go together.
Tell me, baby, have you been vabbing? I can't keep my eyes off you.
John Bishop, he's a comedian, isn't he?
Yeah.
Kevin's brother.
Yeah,
he said, Daily Mail is losing its shit about a woman taking a 10-month-old to Download Festival this year. Your thoughts? He's a bit shit, isn't it?
What? Why? Cause take a baby, if you want. If you're a baby.
Yeah, but I don't know if a baby wants to be there. But maybe it's fine. I don't know.
Don't matter.
I don't
give
a shit, to be honest.
Why? It's because we're all told that babies need to be sat on the floor looking at blah, 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 and reading about trucks and rainbows. No.
But babies want to be fucking monging out to Sepultura. That's
what
they're into.
I would love to be a calm enough and responsible enough person to take my kid to a festival, but it would ruin it for me.
That's a very considered response, all right, fans. And yeah, I think you're probably right.
Yeah, I think it's good for kids. I'd love to. My mum and dad took me to Glastonbury when we were kids.
Did they?
To Glastonbury.
Yeah, but I've been to Glastonbury many times. When you were like a little kid, when you were a kid who's like 6, 7, it's a great place.
Listen, I'm sure my mum and dad had a great time because they were like hippie. They were up for it, you know, yeah. Definitely. Me, yeah, loads of kids. Yeah, loads of kids.
I just can't
remember it. Yeah. So I don't feel like I've been. Reverse
cowboy. Chris has said, what do you think about the pedestrianisation of Norwich city centre?
Love it.
Well, I'll be honest, I'm dead against it.
No, I love
people
it.
People forget that traders need access to Dixon's. He's doing a Partridge thing.
Anything to do with Norwich, I like to know what's going on. I've been to Norwich. I've worked in Norwich.
Love Norwich. Reverse cowboy. Tom Greatorex, despite your differences, you always make a point of telling each other how much you love there is between you. Well, I think I do. But anyway, do you love each other enough to either, one, get a tattoo of each other's name with the prefix I love?
No.
No. Or...
I haven't got a tattoo in my life. Why would I do that?
Yeah, and I've got tattoos.
Fucking not for £1 a month, mate.
You're not a tattoo-y guy. Or stand in front of each other naked for 10 minutes without breaking eye contact with each other's cocks. Ooh. I mean, what are we getting out of either of these things?
Do you know what I mean? Who's this guy?
Tom Greatorex.
Block.
Lesser X.
X-rated Tom.
For a hazard, I would guess that Von would be fine with it because he's less uptight. I mean, I'm fine with it, but what am I getting from it?
Yeah, it's just about knowing. Yeah, exactly.
Am I getting £1 million? Then I'll do it.
Raw deal, mate. We're not clowns.
Anyway.
It's not Naked Attraction.
Yeah, Tom. Bloody hell, you
That's a hell of a show, isn't it?
I cannot watch that. I feel sick. It makes me never want to have sex again.
Oh, I love it, Naked Attraction.
No, I don't know. I just get squeamish with things like that.
To be honest, the naked body, when it stood fucking under a white light and it's flat-footed...
It's not that good, is it?
Yeah, like, no woman looks that good. You need heels on to kind of elongate the calf muscles. And you know what I mean? Like,
well, I don't know.
No, a flat-footed woman... her whole body shape is different. She's like that.
So you're saying women should wear heels at all times? It's controversial.
No, because a woman stood like that, look how her body is. Like,
well, what about us? We look shit naked. Yeah, well, women, get your heels on.
No, so, you know, all Naked Attraction does really is just shows you that, oh, they're similar to us when they're stood like that, flat-footed.
Oh, it's so they've got to look at us all flat-footed and ugly.
No, you have to stand there. Oh, you know, everyone knows what I mean.
Yeah, well, you know what?
I'm that guy, I like heels. Sorry.
Men and women, like, women look better naked than men because men, there's stuff hanging around. It's a bit weird. But I think that show just makes everyone look hideous.
It just makes everyone look skint. I mean, I don't know what the deal is.
Why would you go on that?
Well, because probably that bloke just emailed you, told him to go on it. He's probably a producer for that.
50 quid. You know, and then you're like, everyone, you'll be back in the office on Monday. And you're like, hi, guys. And like, hey, I saw your weird knob the other day. Reverse
cowboy. So this is a new section, which I might have touched on before, but it's a new section we're going to do regularly called Sunday Sport Headlines.
Right.
So I'm just going to read out the headline and you tell me what you know about the story.
I mean, they're all true, aren't they? We know that.
They're all true. Well, they're in the paper, so... What about the fella banned from Chinese buffet for shitting in the seaweed?
I mean...
Oh, no, Gran, 52. Wow, that's a woman.
Right.
Have a look at that.
I mean, yeah.
It's a woman.
I always wondered who these people are that they actually must pay to use their image.
Banned from Chinese buffet for shitting in the seaweed, Gran, 52, had drunk 2 bottles of vodka.
Well, you know what? It's not totally unbelievable because... Me and my mates who I grew up with, we've got this like WhatsApp group, or we did when I had WhatsApp. I don't anymore because I'm a fucking nomad. Anyway, we had a WhatsApp group and we used to share videos of old women pissing or shitting in public places because they're everywhere. They're happening all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Supermarkets.
Yeah, they're just...
Everyone who's like, they just pop one out on a corner go to beans. And it's always old women, never men.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So why are old women doing this?
The speed of shitting and... They're quick shitters.
No, and they like the shit in the pants and then shake it out of the leg and carry on walking.
Yeah, yeah. Here's another Sunday Sport headline.
I think that one's true, the first one.
Good. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm seeing a pattern here. This is the next headline. Banned from every pub in Hull for shitting in the urinals.
Is it a woman?
It is a woman. And
I'm going to say yeah.
Next one down, yeah?
That's a woman. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say that's true.
But basically, most Sunday sport headlines seem to be banned from something.
For shitting in something.
For shitting in something, yeah.
Banned from IKEA for shitting on a Billy bookcase.
Why did, this is another one, and this is a strange headline because it's a question, and it's a mugshot of a man. Poor man. Yeah, I mean, like these...
Who are these guys? Because yeah. They can't be paid enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Newspapers
yeah.
don't sell anything anymore.
I'm going to contact the Sunday Sport and say I'm up for a front page.
Yeah, because they must just go to really poor people who are often mental. They go like, do you want 20 quid and we'll
no,
make some up around
I'm going to contact the Sunday Sport as pedo guy and get a story.
I saw a story once which was amazing, which was, it was like 60-foot cat terrorises the M6 and they'd like photoshopped a giant cat that's swatting not, cars.
And can't
like,
be true.
I think it is. Reverse
cowboy. Telly Steph, you know Steph from the one show, the Geordie girl?
I don't know her, no.
Telly Steph's dwarf double shat in my hanging basket.
That's amazing. I mean, how did it get up there?
There's
though?
A lot going on.
How did it get up there? It, the M word.
I don't know, this is the question.
How did it get up there?
That's the question. Yeah. That is a good headline. Help! I've got a Jamie Oliver garlic press up my arse. And another mugshot of an old man this time.
Well, worse, people who work in like A&E, they see way worse than that, don't they? They're always like, I got home from work and the wife and kids were away. And I was doing a bit of DIY and I slipped and fell and a 2-litre bottle of Coke went all the way up my arse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And now it won't come out.
Yeah, I bet the A&E girls see some...
Yeah, I've seen stories online
well,
that they
report. What it was I was changing the light bulb and I slipped and at the same time I was making a sandwich and the butter must have gone past and rubbed my bum... And then the condom fell out of my pocket and it landed on the bottle.
It landed on my dog's paw.
There must. You ever seen that Eddie Murphy joke where he says about his mate got caught cheating?
No.
His mate got caught red-handed cheating.
Right.
And when his missus confronted him, he just said, it wasn't me. And he stuck to it.
What was she there? Like, did
yeah,
she see him?
She caught him, yeah.
And she ran off and then...
And then somehow she went round the block, came back or whatever, yeah. And he said, no, that wasn't me.
Nah, what are you about?
That is amazing. Jeremy Corbyn's sex dwarf eaten by otters. Jeremy, is it, again, there's like
they need
three
to learn
levels
the,
to this.
No, but they need to learn the correct term is M-word. We need to get Kevin Bishop up there to
no,
the
dwarf is fine. Sex dwarf is fine.
Sex dwarf.
Newcastle fan bummed to death by a zebra.
Newcastle fans too hard for that.
Yeah.
It's like Raul Moat could have a zebra.
Didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
Nice animal, the zebes.
It's just a Tory horse, isn't it?
Horses are lovely animals, though.
Oh, amazing, yeah. Very intelligent. Not as intelligent as a crow, though. You know, a crow is the second most intelligent creature on the planet.
Do you know, I'm learning a lot about animals.
More intelligent than a dolphin. More intelligent than a chimpanzee, a crow.
Really?
Just a crow you see in the street. They are incredible. They talk like better than parrots.
Yeah, I've seen that.
They're well good.
I've seen that. Reverse
cowboy. Do you know that we had flutes before we had underpants?
Flutes?
Yeah.
Musical instrument?
Yeah.
For sure.
The oldest flute is 60,000 years old. Yeah. And then when we first invented pants, it was 20,000 years ago. So it was 40,000 years where we were just running around with our knobs out playing flutes. Sounds better life than this, doesn't it? Reverse cowboy. Have you heard about Roland the Farter?
Roland the Farter?
Yeah.
No, but that Erling Haaland keeps farting, doesn't he?
Yeah, I love that.
But he's doing it on like parades and that now, not when he's playing. Mm. Other people are holding their noses around him. That is a hell of a look.
Oh, well, that guy, I mean, I'm, you know, Man United fan, but I love him. He's not human, he's an orc.
He's
a farting orc.
He is.
Roland the Farter, right?
Hobgoblin.
He was a flatulist, which I didn't know was a career or a job, where it's like somebody who farts, who lived in 12th century England, and he was given a manor in Suffolk and 12 acres in land in return for his services as a jester to the king. And what he used to do was...
Fart for the king.
Just fart, and he did... He was so good at farting, making the king laugh by farting, that he got given a 30-acre estate.
Okay, so the king... Just basically had a really, really immature sense of humour.
He was like, bring the farter.
Yeah.
And why don't I give him fucking Hemmingstone Manor? Reverse cowboy. I'm just going to go toilet and shove some mini Mars bars up my arse.
So I'm going to run a vintage All Right Fans monologue in association with Vom going to the toilet. Shit me. I'm shit. I'm a piece of shit. I'm a fat piece of shit. I'm ugly and fat with a big nose. Big, fat, ugly, big nose. Witch. Piece of shit. Can't even do a monologue right. Hate myself. What's that, mate? Loads of shit. inside you. Oh my god.
Reverse cowboy.
You know what we missed when we did Australia? Koalas, 90% of them have got chlamydia and they're dying from it.
Koala bear.
Dirty
koala
little shaggers.
A horrible animal, actually.
Do you know the idea that lemmings kill themselves?
Mm.
Do you know that was completely fabricated? Right, I read this the other day. So lemmings never done that in nature. What happened was Walt Disney, who I met at that party a few weeks ago, you know, his reincarnation.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, they were filming a nature film for kids in like the 50s, and they decided to make up a story about lemmings because lemmings are boring, that they kill themselves. So they basically got a load of lemmings and threw them off a cliff and filmed it. So like they're like, they jump off the cliff willingly. And they didn't, they were just throwing them off.
What? So
they've never done that.
So it all came from a bit of Walt Disney footage?
Yeah. And everyone's like, lemmings kill themselves, and they don't. It's been made up. They don't do it. I Google it. It's mad.
Wow, well, I mean...
They're just cunts. They're like, it's the 50s.
I believed it anyway. Did you? I don't think I believed it.
Well, the computer game reinforced
it. What a game.
Great, yeah.
Anyone remember that?
Only me and you, because we're old.
Lemmings.
Reverse cowboy.
You know Gladys the orca who's been twatting all the yachts?
Yeah.
Do you reckon she did the submarine? Do you reckon she's like, fuck off?
Submarine 2.5 miles down into the ocean.
That's mental, that
is fucking crazy. I mean, imagine a mile. That's probably from here to my house.
That's too far. Don't want to do that.
You know what I mean?
In a tiny box.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
That is mental, isn't it?
Rats. Do you like rats?
No. Do you?
I like them.
I can imagine you.
No, I don't like dirty rats. I wouldn't have a pet one, but my mate, as I said, used to have a pet one, and I liked it. It was nice, called Kurt. I was there when he died. Rest in peace, Kurt. But now... Rats like Lady Gaga. Scientists have discovered rats will bop their heads in time to music, but only if it's Lady Gaga.
Really?
Yeah, so they're like, ma, 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 na, na, ma, na. Rats are just buzzing off Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
What does that say about Gaga?
I watched a reality show years ago, and the geezer was like, oh, come on. It wasn't nothing to do with Lady Gaga, but he was like, oh, come on, girl. You know what I mean? It's Lady Gaga, I betcha.
Reverse cowboy.
Luke Samuels has said, can we play American insult tennis?
Oh, American insult tennis.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Oh, I might need to prep for that. Eat my ass.
Dick ass.
Butt munch.
Dead shit dirt bag.
A-hole.
Mommy's little dork.
Hold on a minute. Imagine you're having an argument with a random American in a car park over a parking space or whatever, and you're thrown him out. You're shut, fuck you, bitch ass. And he comes back with mummy's little dork. So personal. That is so fucking close to the bone.
Yeah, well,
reverse cowboy.
I'd like to thank you all for a lovely time we've all had. I'm sure you can agree. This is my little rendition of a pissy paedophile's ballad. I used to think that I could not go on.
Who's this, Jackson?
R. Kelly.
And life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it.
Woo!
There's nothing to it. I believe I can fly.
Woo!
I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day.
Woo!
I spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life must achieve. But first I know it starts inside of me.
I like your voice today, Curtis Stigery.
If I can see it, woo, then I can be it.
Michael Boltish.
If I just believe it, thank you.
Yeah, it is.
Well, there's nothing to it.
Woo!
I believe I can fly.
Woo!
I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. I spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Oh, I believe I can fly.
Don't know this bit, so that'll do. Thanks, Al.
Oh, what's his real name? Robert?
Yeah.
Robert Kelly?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. You may not believe it, but I don't believe in miracles anymore.
Yes.
Fucked you up.
That's good.
And when I think about it, I don't believe I ever did for sure. All the things I've said in songs, all the purple pearls you bought from me. Reality's just black and white. The sentimental things I write never meant that much to me. I used to be the main express, steam and whistles heading west, picking up my pain from door to door, riding on the storyline, furnace burning overtime, and this train don't stop. This train don't stop. This train don't stop here anymore.
Is that what Elden?
It's lovely, isn't it?
I know it. Nice.
Doo-doo-doo-doo. You don't need to hear it, but I'm dried up sick of death of love.
Poor Elton.
And if you need to know it, I never really understood that stuff. All the stars and bleeding hearts, all the tears that welled up in my eyes, never meant a thing to me. Read them as they say and we. I never felt enough to cry. I used to be the main express, steam and whistles heading west, picking up my pain from door to door, riding on the storyline, furnace burning overtime, and this train don't stop. This train don't stop. This train don't stop here anymore. When I say that I don't care, it really means my engine's breaking down. The chisel chips my heart again, the granite cracks beneath my skin. I crumble into pieces on the ground. I used to be the main express, steam and whistles heading west, picking up my pain from door to door, riding on the storyline, furnace burning overtime, and this train don't stop. This train don't stop. This train don't stop here anymore. Grazie, ciao, giornale, vede. Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Lovely stuff, thank you.
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty please like and subscribe. We love you, Shaggers. Kiss, kiss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.